Walk beside me, be my friend, neither in front or behind me. This is the Absolute Philosopher, Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Absolute Philosopher. And our topic is Walk Beside Me, Be My Friend, Neither in Front or Behind Me. Our whole life is filled with people who pay obeisance to us, with people who want to kiss our bottom, kiss our toe or some silly thing like that. And really, it's a shame, because we're not better or worse or bigger or smaller than anybody else. But people look at what we do and they think, hey, that's cool. I'd like to do that. And of course, they can do that. And a friend does just that. A friend likes another person, not because the other person is better or worse than they are, but because the other person is the other person. And they enjoy their company, whatever stimulates them to enjoy their company. Now, on campus here, we have people occasionally who try to be obsequious. Now, do you know what the word obsequious means? Obsequious means kissing your toe, you know, and that's not the type of thing we want to do. What we want to do is to have everybody realize that they are of equal importance and of equal opportunity to do wonderful things if they want to do it, and everybody is a wonderful person. Now, why is it that some people don't recognize that they're wonderful people? Well, probably because all their life, they have been taught that they were not good people. All their life, they've been taught that some of their brothers or sisters were better than they were, or on their job, you know, you're replacing Mrs. Jones. Now, Mrs. Jones did all this work, and it took four people to replace her work, and you are one of the four, so you're only a quarter of Mrs. Jones, you know. Really makes you feel good, doesn't it? Yeah. Really makes you feel like you're wonderful. And of course, if a boss had any intelligence, he'd never say anything like that. He would never compare you to somebody in the past or someone else that you're replacing or what have you. Because everyone is going to do it differently than somebody else. We're all unique, wonderful, fantastic beings, and we're all walking the path according to our enthusiasm. Walk behind me. Never. Walk in front of me. Never. Walk beside me as a peer, and life becomes a wonderful, glorious experience. Are you ready for this wonderful, glorious experience of having a friend who is your equal? Why do you go with people in your life? Why do you want to go and sit and talk with people? Why do you want to have a person that you're going to call a friend? Well, in other words, what is a friend? A friend is not someone who is superior or inferior to you. A friend is someone who is your peer. Now remember that. A friend is not someone who is superior or inferior to you. When you are with your friend, you feel great, because he's neither superior or inferior. She doesn't think she's better than you, or that you are some stupid little thing that she's helping. That's not friendship. That's manipulation. That's a total different picture, which we're not talking about right now. A friend is a beautiful thing in life. A friend is a person that we just feel good in their presence. We don't even see their problems. In fact, they tell us their problems, perhaps, and we don't even hear them. All we do is say, hey, you know, you can handle anything. You're great. You're wonderful. You're fantastic. You know, you've been through this before, or hopefully not. But you know what to do, and you know how to handle it. When you do that with a friend, then the friend feels good, and you feel good. And of course, you too know exactly how to handle any circumstance that comes into your life that might shake your boat a little bit. Always be very careful that in some cultures, they have the wife walk behind. That's okay. That's where the wife belongs. but she rules the roost. She rules the roost. She may walk behind, but she rules the roost. If she walks slow, then Daddy walks slower. If she walks fast, then Daddy walks faster to stay ahead of her. You know, it's just part of a game they play, and it has no significance in only to let the community know that the wife walks behind the husband. However, that wife, she makes sure that husband is doing everything right. She makes sure that husband's eyes are looking where they're supposed to be looking and not looking at some other beautiful young lady that they're walking by. Or at least, if looking, not making any possession of it. But you see, we want to walk as a peer. When a husband and wife walk together, Muriel and, what's their last name? History writers, Durant. Yeah.
Will and
Muriel Durant. Yeah. Great people. Two great minds. They wrote at least 50 to 60 books on history. And they wrote them together. He wrote alone at first, and she wrote alone at first, and then they found they had such a communal interest in it. They both loved studying it together, and so they just flowed with it and put it under their equal pen. Now, did he think she was superior to him? Or that did she think that she was superior to him? Or that did she think whatever? No. They felt that they were equals. They felt they were peers. They felt that they were a husband and wife, but they were not a husband and wife in the normal sense of the word, because they both gave birth to their children. He gave birth as much as she did. And the children were their books, were the wonderful books and the story of philosophy and all the other stories that they had written. Beautifully done, with beautiful language. Nothing so highfalutin that it made you jump to the dictionary every five words. it was a good writing, but they made it tremendous. They were friends. They really were friends. And they didn't possess each other. They didn't try to tell each other how to live their lives. They were each doing just their wonderful thing. When he had a vision that he was working on, and he was just pouring it off his typewriter and just having a great thing, she'd bring food in, put it on the table for him, and he'd eat it when he got around to it. And the same with her. She was a very magnificent writer, and she'd be writing away and writing away and writing away, and he'd go in and check on her to see if she wasn't sleeping. And she was writing and writing and writing. He'd bring her food, and he'd bring her water, and he'd bring her wine. He'd bring her everything to keep her going, you know, keep her stoked, because he knew that when she was writing, oh, there was good stuff coming out of there. And she liked the same with him. You see, this is so important, that we walk beside me. Be my friend, neither in front nor behind me. When we can live our life in that wonderful state of consciousness, where we feel neither superior or inferior to anybody else in the world, then we start having some great and wonderful adventures. And these adventures are available for everyone, not just Will and Oriel Durant. It's for everybody. It's for everybody. Now, when is the last time you had someone that you walked with as a friend, that you walked with that you didn't have to tell your problems to? Because you didn't have problems. You didn't have to tell your happinesses to, because you didn't have happinesses. You just had a very great life. And you were sharing together new things, new ideas, new impacts that had nothing to do with the past. And you felt so illumined in their presence. Think about it. And as you do, you'll come up with somebody who is very special. If you never got married, that would be the kind of person you want to marry. But don't marry him, because it'll mess it up. Because once it becomes a husband or wife, then the old friend goes out the window. Well, have a lovely day, and know that You are in my heart and my love and my blessings. And we'll be in Las Vegas for the next 5 days giving seminars there. And I don't know what Sylvia is going to want to do. Perhaps she's going to come across with some talks herself. Wouldn't that be lovely if she came across with 3 talks a day, or maybe one for Ingeborg? Oh my, would that be an exciting adventure. Well, whatever you get, I will be eager to hear what has happened. Just know that I love you, I love you, I love you, and I always will love you.
Love you too.
Love you. Love you. Mm-hmm.